This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, a lot has happened in the markets here this week. What are we looking at in the grains here on Friday?
Yeah, so, you know, yesterday we basically sold off, you know, and markets have been awfully strong really since last Friday. I mean, that's all there is to it. So markets kind of sold off there yesterday. A lot of that has to do with forecast for southern Brazil and Argentina. You know, we've been following those just like any sort of forecast in the U.S., for instance, during a weather market. But, you know, here's the thing, Mark. You come back in here on Friday and trying to get some of that back on soybeans. You know, soybeans had a huge loss there yesterday, over 20 cents. So getting some of that back. But, you know, there's a lot going on here. You know, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts. You've got an inauguration this next week. You know, it's a three-day weekend. There's just, you know, a lot to digest here.
And speaking of that, you know, the new leadership taking place in Washington, D.C., is there going to be any announcements made, you know, right away, do you think, that are going to be market movers? Or is this something where we, again, just have to kind of wait and see what happens with some of these policy decisions down the road?
Well, you know, the nature of these executive orders is that most of them get signed, I believe, before he even takes office. So, or they're in the works. Well, all it requires, of course, is a signature. So, yes, there's probably going to be some surprises. We don't know exactly what those might look like. Of course, the farmers are, in my opinion, are, you know, hopeful that there's going to be a commitment to renewable fuels. We know that the guidance from the previous administrations, the law was not going to be part of the tax credit situation, which is a development, but still, you know, we've got another administration that's going to be looking at this.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Burwell Livestock Market, Burwell, Nebraska. Friday, January 17th, will be a special calf and feeder auction, 11:30 on a regular auction. Expecting 5,000 plus quality Sandhills cattle. Lots of load lots on the sale. That's at the Burwell Livestock Market in Burwell, Nebraska. Friday, January 17th, special calf and feeder auction, 11:30 on a regular auction. You can view and bid online at DV Auction or Cattle USA, or give us a call at the auction market, 308-346-4257, or look us up at burwelllivestock.com.
March corn up 2 3/4 at 477 1/4. March soybeans up 5 3/4 at 1024 3/4. March soybean meal up $1.10 at $2.95.50. March soybean oil up 22 cents at $45.25. On the Merck, February live cattle up 12 cents at $196.72. March feeder cattle down 42 cents at $267.30. February lean hogs down 47 cents at $81.82. Class 3 milk down 3 cents at $20.03. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.